Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another exciting episode of Ladies Get Your Prance On. And, you know, one thing that I love about your feedback is that when you ask for somebody, I have no fear of reaching out and asking for guests to be on my show. And this show is no exception because you asked for it, and I brought Miss Hollywood back on the show. Welcome, Joey Garrity.
Thank you, Lisa Lamont. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to have you back on the show. And for those of you that are listening, Joey, it was just a little over a week ago that Joey was here as a featured speaker on my co-hosting program, It's Your Turn, Makoteo. And Joey was so generous about sharing her tips. And, of course, because I had her in town, I cornered her to set a date to come on the show. So, Joey, thank you for making time to be on my show today.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we had a great time. It was really, really exciting. It's Your Turn was fun.
It was. And, you know, It's Your Turn is just, it kind of has taken on a life of its own. And so today I would love to have you talk about the title, What Song Is Your Company Brand Singing in the Marketplace? I'm just going to kind of let you take over because you are the expert.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Lisa. So last year, I landed on a system that I put together. It's basically what I started realizing is that many entrepreneurs out there, they can take a lot of right and left, and it confuses the marketplace. And so I was like, okay, it's like a song. So it'd be the same way, like, you know, we'll just pick one of our top 10 songs. For me, It's a Wonderful World is one of my favorite songs. And I mean, we have one too, Lisa, right? What I realized was that song was creating constant memories for me every time I heard it. And that's the same way about start to look at branding. So when I developed the system, my clients were really able to hook into the system really quickly because they're like, oh, I'm singing a song. I'm like, every day you're singing a song in the marketplace. And when your song is on key and it's beautiful and it's real and you're really composing the same song, the marketplace can hook into you and your song, and that increases your sales and your clientele and opportunities out there in the world. If last year, let's just say, for example, last year I was singing a country song, right? Sad song, you know, woe's me kind of country song last year. And then all of a sudden, into the year, I started singing a rock and roll song. What do you think starts happening in the marketplace? They start thinking that you're chaotic. They can't hook into you. They don't understand why you're singing a rock and roll song now. And so I just encourage everyone out there that's listening to really step back and listen to the song that you all are singing right now out in the marketplace. And how often are you changing your song? It's a unique way of looking at it, but it helped me tremendously so that I could get really grounded in my brand. And my brand is the visibility song. In 6 months from now, I'm not going to be singing the non-visibility song. It doesn't make any sense because it takes
a while. No non-visibility. I love how you put that. So Joey, I'm going to throw my song out there that was in my head when you talk about, you know, what is your song? The song that has come back into my heart, my life, one of my favorite songs is 8 Days a Week by the Beatles. You know, ooh, I need your love, babe. And it's all, and when working with you and you were teaching me how to use my brand of self-love, I went, what song could be better than, you know, loving yourself 8 days a week? So I'm
there
just smiling when you said that because I just re-embraced that song again.
Yeah. And the thing about it is the Beatles came out with that song years and years and years and years ago, right? But it's still relevant today. It's the same way to be looking at your key branding. In order to be relevant, and continue to be relevant, you want to stick with your song. It can be a very easy sabotage, and many of us, listen, I've done it, so, you know, my hand's raised right now, I've done this, is to change the song once you start getting momentum, right? So, let's just say it wasn't, all of a sudden you change up your song, you're getting momentum, and the marketplace is like, whoa, I was trusting you, I was digging you, I was liking you, and you just changed your song from that Beatles song to, you know, a hardcore punk song. I don't like you anymore, and I don't trust you, more importantly. And it's a lack of trust that starts impacting our earning power. Make sense?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage the audience to step back and hear what song they're singing, and I encourage everyone to sit down with a pad of paper and a pen, old school, right? And lay out, just, you know, put down the phone for a second, and lay out a timeline when you started your company to now, and see how often you've changed your song, and see if that's impacted your earning power or not. Because I'm going to bet you a lot of money that it has, because you're starting over every time you change your song.
So may I share with you what my old song was?
Yeah, I'd love to hear what your old song was.
I'm kind of putting myself out there a little bit, but that's that, you know, Jen Duchenne says you got to tell your truth, sister. And so telling my truth, my song this time last year was The Warrior by Scandal. And that's a very tough, angry woman. You know, it's just, you know, I am the warrior. And that song would scare people away. I didn't realize that, but I mean, I really embraced that song. It's been over a year now, but I really embraced that song. From the 80s, because I was a single mom, I had to survive, I was doing two jobs, I had to be tough, you know, I was being burned by men right and left, and it was my old story. And so that song came back, you know, into my life again when it came to business, and I felt like I had to be this tough, and I had to be this angry woman, and you know, to go from that, from Scandal the Warrior, which it's a cool song, I still like the beat of it, to be 8 days a week about loving yourself and loving others all around you know, that's huge, Joey. Huge.
Yeah, that's a fit, and that's the right fit for you. That's the right fit for you.
Yeah.
Because now it makes sense. Now people are like, oh, I get her. I understand what she's doing, because you're talking about mirror love all the time. So, and I know a lot about this. You know, first of all, I know Lisa very well. But also, too, she was on the cover of my current number 113 brand magazine, and we named it Mirror Love Baby, because that's your song. I was like, oh, my God, embrace it, scream it, and share it with the world out there. And so now the song that you're beating to is a really great fit for you, Lisa, really great fit. And so you're really elevating out in the marketplace, because people get you. You're not scaring them, first of all. You're not scaring them. And second of all, they understand. They're like, oh, so mirror love makes sense. And so she's sharing about love, and that makes sense with her blog radio show, which makes sense that she's on Joey's cover talking about it, which makes sense that she does the Gypsy Truth Teller show with Jen. So, and she just did this big event in her backyard out in Washington. Oh, she's spreading the love. Okay, I trust her. I'm going to hook into all that. That's how it works. Yeah.
And, you know, Joey, I got to jump in here for a second before you go on and sharing all your tips. You know, and I think one of the things that the women that are listening that need to hear is that I was so busy going back to the Warrior song that I had to do this alone, and that I was going to build my business alone. I didn't need anybody to help me. And, you know, it was when I made the decision to trust other women and to work with other women. Once again, it's been a year now. I want people listening to know that you don't have to do this alone. And by working with you, Joey, and you know, you're tough, but you're gentle at the same time. You're not tough like, oh my God, Lisa, you got to do this. But you helped me to be able to see myself the way that you heard me. I mean, you took my journey and my story, and you helped me to be seen and be visible, to go from Lisa Lamont Consulting, pre-Joey, to Lisa Lamont, the modern-day fortune teller,
which, like, you know, that's visible. That there's no doubt in people's minds that when they hear that title, what it is that I do. And I just want people to know that, you know, by working with you and with other people helping me be visible, we don't have to do this alone. We can work with people like yourself. Sorry, but that's a shameless plug for you, Joey. I'll let you keep going now.
Well, you know, there is a song out there, and it's called the Lone Wolf Song. And so when people are playing the Lone Wolf Song, their businesses don't do very well because they can't. They can maybe sustain it for a little while, but then they can't continue. You'll never get to six figures or past that because you cannot make bigger earning power by yourself. I actually think it's impossible. And I don't mean just around coaching. Well, that's incredibly important. But I mean around the alliance partners. So when you're singing the Lone Wolf Song, that's also telling people out there in the marketplace that you don't need them. You don't need to work with them. That hurts your earning power.
Yeah.
That's a song. Yeah, that's a song. And a lot of people are playing that song. So, and this isn't about shaming anyone. This is more about, I just want people to start listening to their rhythm and their song that they're playing. A question I get a lot is, okay, they're like, so you're the visibility queen. I'm like, yes. And they said, but you do a lot of networking stuff. You do events and this and that. I said, yeah. They said, how does that play into your song? I said, it's a chorus. I said, but I don't lead with the networking piece. Because otherwise, I'm confusing the marketplace. Is my expertise in networking, or is my expertise in visibility? It's in visibility first. But I also incorporate networking into my visibility song that supports the song from the back end. It's the chorus. So I do events, right? I do events. I do magazines.
Yeah.
I do a lot of media. I'm about to launch my blog radio show. So that's just the chorus. What can trip people up is all of a sudden, they're just like, all they're talking about is networking. What if all I was talking about is networking right now? What do you think the marketplace would start doing? So Joey's changing her whole company? Okay, well, I don't trust her. I talk about networking, but I talk about it as a supporting character in my song. I always lead with visibility. And here's another tip, too, out there, guys. You can never, ever lead or talk about your song enough, ever. I have clients come to me and say, well, I don't want to bore the marketplace, or I feel like I'm being repetitive. I'm like, let me just say this again. What is your favorite song? And for Lisa, it's the Beatles song. That song has been around forever and will be around forever. Is it boring people? No, it's not boring people. No, it's familiar. And familiarity wins the game. So just as hard as it is some days, like, you know, not to want to sing your song, force yourself to sing your song, because that's how you're going to start seeing bigger results for your company.
That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. I love that. I love that. Mm.
So I have like just four like little simple easy steps that people can, you know, jot down and in order to start identifying their song, would it be okay if I shared those clues?
Sure. Hey, I have my pen and paper as always when I have you on the show. I'm like, I'm going to totally take advantage of these tips that Joey so generously sharing. I am ready. The listeners are ready.
Okay, well, it's just four easy steps. So the first one is you want to consider who you're composing your song for. So for me, I absolutely compose my song for entrepreneurs globally. Like, I just knew that. I don't believe in niches. I don't believe that. That's just my own personal opinion. People could fight me tooth and nail on that. I've had many conversations. But I do believe, when I launched my company, I was like, I want to work with entrepreneurs. They're exciting. I find them, you know, illuminating. I learn so much from them. It's just a great, great place for me to be in. So you want to identify who you're working with. Okay, so mine's entrepreneurs. The second step is that you want to capture your audience's attention, and the way you do that is by creating a marketing campaign that you're singing your song in. So my marketing campaigns always lead with visibility, right? Images are talking about visibility. My articles are talking about visibility. Blogging about visibility. You know, it's endless. So you want to create a marketing campaign. And what I do encourage my clients to do is you create a 3-week cycle marketing campaign. So you take all those stuff you've done in the past, as long as it's in alignment with your song, right? And then you lay it out. So every single day you're uploading at least one piece of content around your marketing campaign. This is how people, this is what I'm saying, people won't get sick of your song. They have to know what your song is, okay? So for Lisa, it's Mirror Love. So she's sharing Mirror Love every single day. And that's how people are hooking into her, right? That increases business. The third step you want to do, what you want to take is you want to create a song structure in which each verse is musically the same but differs in lyrics. So that's how I incorporate the networking piece, or that's how I incorporate my article piece or my magazine or my media pieces, is that I always start singing about visibility, and then I support visibility around other pieces of material that have, that are part of the same song but are consistent with my lyrics. And then finally, you want to consider how you're going to effectively share your beautiful song out in the marketplace, okay? For me, I love social media. I took to it like water. It's my thing. It doesn't have to necessarily be that. A lot of you out there are speakers. A lot of you out there are, you know, do hard copy marketing, trainings, et cetera. But what I do want to encourage you all is, now that you know about identifying your song and these four easy steps, I want you to make sure that what you're speaking to in terms with your keynotes, that it's actually your song you're singing. Otherwise, you're not pushing your business forward, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So taking a step back and really looking at these four easy, simple steps, and how you're going to incorporate, you can incorporate them really, really fast. I did. And then looking at your whole business and just saying, is my song loud enough? Is it clear enough? Are people hooking into it? If they're not, maybe I'm not singing the right song for me. I want to be a top 10 hit. I got to get out there as if I'm a top 10 hit. And that's how I'm going to get my business, more opportunities, more money. So that's it. Those are the four easy steps.
Look, that's it. You know, and even though it is four easy steps, you still have to work with somebody because sometimes we don't know what our song is. I mean, the song is in us. And we think we know our song, but, you know, just over a year ago, if somebody said, what is the song you can identify with, you know, I've always loved the song The Warrior by Scandal. And at the same time, even though that's part of me, and it still is part of me, but it's still not my brand. It's still not my business. That's a component of me, of the survivor, and to identify with other women who are pushing through struggles and things like that. So can you talk a little bit more about that, like the difference between my two songs, like The Warrior and 8 Days a Week, those are two opposites. How can those still be compatible for one another and still be part of what my brand is?
Well, I think you've actually outgrown your song, the original song, because that song is a lone wolf song. That's
beautiful.
I can do this on my own. So I don't want to make any assumptions, but I don't know if business was doing as well for you when you were singing that song. Again, the song we're singing out there is push. We don't want to push people away like we don't need them. No. We want to open our arms and say, please come work with me. Yes, I want to work with you. Yes, let's alliance partner. Opportunities sound great, right? So, so it's about identifying that way. But for instance, like, you could be a nutritionist like Lisa Star. I would call her Lisa Star. So, like Lisa Star, and a nutritionist. But her song really is "You Are Beautiful." Okay, what she does
she
for living.
Beautiful.
Oh, she is incredible. Yeah, she's an incredible coach, incredible person. But what she does for a living is she helps women with the nutrition and all her years of expertise of getting really healthy, this and that. But her song is, "You Are Beautiful." She wants people to know no matter what, you are beautiful. And that's the song that she's pumping out there, and that's the song that's getting her a lot of attention because people can gravitate towards that. The course, there's expertise behind what we do, right? Around the, I have a ton of expertise around visibility, especially because of my Hollywood background. But the visibility song is how people are identifying with me. I'm the visibility queen. She is your beautiful queen. You are the mere love queen. And I could go on and on and on and on because I know a lot of brands. So, but it's a matter of stepping back. And if she wanted to start all of a sudden start singing, a hard rock punk song, I don't know if that would go over so well out there, especially with her expertise. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
It does. And Joey, you make a good point. And this isn't throwing anybody or attacking anybody out there because we're all just doing what we're doing. But I have seen a couple people that I've been connected with on Facebook, and I don't know if they're working with a different branding strategist or whatever, but they have embraced and taken on going from this loving kind, 8 days a week, and they've reverted over to the warrior personality. And you're right. It has absolutely thrown me back. I'm like, who is this person? And it's been more than one person. And it's just like, why this new aggressive attack? Because that isn't going to bring more women to want to look you up or come to you. It's very confusing for me. And so I really want to address that, on the show today, because like I said, I'm using myself as the example of the two different songs. But can you address that a little bit? Why would somebody go the exact opposite?
I think sometimes fear. Uh-huh. And that's okay. We've all been there. We've all been there. We face it daily. There's no doubt about that. But it really goes back to being consistent. I also think it's part of sometimes being green in business. And you're just like, well, that didn't work, and I'm not at six figures yet, so I'll try this. Oh, that didn't work, I'm not at six figures yet, so I'll try this. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Quit and stop. You're never going to make six figures this way. You have to identify your song, make sure it's in alignment, authentic with who you are, right? And then you have to be consistent. And, guys, this takes more than 2 seconds, okay? To grow a business with a significant dollar sign next to it is a minimum of 2 years, minimum. Okay, so if things aren't happening right at the front end for you, I'm like, you got to stick in the game as long as your song is consistent. If you're taking on another coach's song that they want for you, you might find issues with it after a while because it's not in alignment with who you are. It's what works for them, okay? The way I set up my systems is that I want it to work for the individual. There is no one-size-fits-all here, right? So maybe there are other visibility songs going on out there. I don't know a whole lot of them, but there probably are. But the visibility song absolutely fits me. If someone was to come to me and say, Joey, you can make 3, 4, 5 times more money if you moved into the networking song, I would say, thank you so much. I really appreciate your input and your feedback. It's clear that you care, but that's not true for me. That's not true for me. I'm a visibility strategist. This is what is in alignment for me. There are lots of other networking out there. Networking is a part of the lyrics of my song, but I'm never going to quit drumming the visibility lead with my song, which is visibility. So it can
be absolutely.
You really, the thing about business is know thyself. Seriously, this took me several months last year. I was driving back from a Cheryl Calhoun event in Fresno, who, by the way, is her song is networking, right? And she's incredible at it. She's a master at it. I was driving back from that, and I heard my song come on, It's a Wonderful World. And it just dawned on me. I was just like, this song is really, it's not current at all. It's been around for a long time. Like, why is this song still resonating with me? And I was like, oh, that's branding. That's branding. Lady Gaga doesn't show up tomorrow and all of a sudden she's not starting to sing country. That's not what she's going to do. And if she did, it would upset the marketplace in a very big way. It would have a real impact. I'm not saying she shouldn't. I'm just saying these are real. We're talking business nut and bolts right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Great example. Great example.
Well, Garth Brooks, he tried to break out of country, and then he went into started singing rock and roll. Right. That's quite a few years ago. Anyways,
yeah.
It was very devastating to his career because all his fans were like, I don't trust you. I don't know what you're doing. Have you gone off the deep end? And though he needed to creatively express himself, which is fine, that's fine. He made a decision for himself, and I don't think he's ever quite got back on track.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. That absolutely makes a lot of sense. So Joey, you know, for the people that are listening, and I know that we have some people, new people listening in that met you at It's Your Turn, Mako Tio, and I know they're excited because they've given me the feedback afterwards. They're going, oh, look, I love Joey. What, you know, some people feel that you're not attainable. Some people are feeling that you're too busy because you are in Hollywood. You know, you've been there for so many years and you're all about visibility. What can you say to the person who is a woman entrepreneur that might be living here in Washington State and perhaps met you or she's heard about you through somebody who attended it? You know, what do you have to say to them to know that you are reachable and that you work with everybody across the country and that they don't have to be this big somebody because that's what you do to help people to become visible?
Right. So that really excellent point. So not last year, but the year before, I was approached by someone that I was very close with at the time, and they gave me that feedback. They said, I think your brand doesn't feel very attainable. And so I made it my mission to change that rhythm in my song because I am very attainable. You know, I work with, you know, people across the United States all the time. There's people reach out to me. I've never even met privately on Facebook and we're working together. Never met. Not one time. Never in person. So I'm absolutely attainable. But that you bring up a really excellent point. When we get feedback like that, instead of trying to make ourselves right, we need to fix our lyrics and we need to see how we're singing our song out there. And frankly, I think part of the reason that shows up in my lyrics is because I'm a bit of a private person. Like, that's just the way I'm built. Like, I've been built like this since I was 4 years old, you know? And I have nothing, no secrets. I mean, you can come and, like, I have nothing to hide. Like, just come and spend a week with me. You'd be like, nope. But I've just always been a private person, you know? I've been more of a private person. And so I feel like sometimes that flows into my song. And so I've been working very hard. One thing in particular is I've been sharing a series around my journey back to Hollywood with my group online, Branding for Professional Businesswomen. And I've done that very purposely because I want people to know that I am very approachable, that I am very attainable, that they can reach out to me anytime, any way they want, and I will always respond and take that call. And that's really why I'm doing it. And for being such a private person, it's very vulnerable for me to do it, but I wanted to do it, and I'm having a lot of fun with it, and people are being very supportive of it, so.
Absolutely. Well, you coming up here to Washington State, you know, you flew up here. I mean, you flew up here because you care about women. You flew up here on your own dime. I mean, people need to understand that you care about people. You want to work with women all around the country to know that they deserve to be visible, that if somebody has a job that they love doing, a business that they love to do, whether it's a product or a service to sell. I mean, that's why you're traveling around the country. You're speaking at all these events because you want people to know that you want to work with them and you want to help people be visible and to be successful, as I did working with you. You know, it absolutely changed my game. And here I was, you know, a few years ago where people didn't know who I was except for my small circle. You know, we get so comfortable in certain networking groups, and we have, you know, maybe 15 or 50 women in this group, and we go back and we nurture one another, we're comfortable. We're not going to make six figures staying in these little networks. That's not what it takes. And we're not going to work with somebody and pay them a lot of money for
a package that if you buy this package and this is what, you know, you follow these steps. No, there's work to do, and the work starts with going within ourselves. You know, it starts with going within ourselves and to be visible. Just to say, you know, working with you is going to help me to be visible, that can be scary for some people. And that's why I love having you on my radio show, because people can know you're real. You're human. You're vulnerable. You are a private person, but you're not someone who cannot be reachable. You are so reachable. That's what I want people to know that are listening. How can people find you to reach out to you?
Sure. So they can, you know, either email me at 113. It's actually the numbers, 113branding@gmail.com. They can contact me through Facebook, and they can join my group. I'd love for them to join my group. It's Branding for Professional Business Women. I do a lot of spotlighting in there, and there's a lot of value in that group. There's great, great members. Well, Lisa's one of the members, yeah. They can reach me that way. My website is the number 113branding.com. They can go check me out there and also email me there. And, you know, there's two things that you said, Lisa, that I think are really important that I want to share before we end the show. Is one is it absolutely takes courage to be visible. Absolutely. Every single day, no matter how many years I worked in the Hollywood entertainment business, it's still a struggle for me, right? Because being visible means you're putting yourself out there, which means you're opening yourself up to all kinds of stuff. But it's worth it. It's worth it. The opportunities and the success and, you know, everything you're working towards, the earning power is directly linked to the visibility. So I encourage women, whether it's with me or other coaches or whomever, however they can do it, please be visible. You know, it's a real game changer. And the second thing I wanted to say, too, was that if people really want to get to know me and learn more about me, you know, join my group and read this Hollywood series. It's called The Hollywood Spotlight, starring Jerry Garrity. Because, you're not going to get more vulnerable when I'm sharing in there about my journey back to Hollywood after 6 years. So, yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
And, Joey, you talk real. I mean, that series that you did, and you have over 5,000 women now in that group, don't you? There's a lot of women in that group. And you do share, because people have this big misconception of what Hollywood is. They think it's all glamour, and you only want to communicate with the stars, and you don't want anything to do. And what people understand about Hollywood, there is so much, it's all about behind the scenes. You know, yes, there are the stars, but the people that put the stars in that movie there. I mean, how many people, for example, you worked on the movie Independence Day, how many people were part of that crew, for example, that? It wasn't just like 10 or 15 people. There was an actual crew.
Yeah. There was hundreds, but from soup to nuts, from when it, you know, started till we opened in theaters, probably thousands, because of the studios and the marketing departments and all that. Yeah, a lot of people. Takes a lot of people to make it. You can't be a lone wolf, I'm going to put it that way. Hollywood, there's no reason to come to Hollywood if you're a lone wolf.
Won't work. Well, and if you think of all the credits at the end of the movie, which I've seen your name, I've seen you and your brother's name on the credits, the reason why I'm bringing this up for the people that are listening is that if you think about the end of the movie, all those credits, these are all support people to make that movie number one. It didn't get number one just because of the stars in the movie. It became number one because of all the people that supported, including the scripts and the lighting and the crew and the makeup and the costumes. I mean, it takes more than one person to be a star. And working with you has absolutely been a game changer, you know. And you're not the only person. I work with different components, different areas. I've worked with Jen Duchenne, who has helped me with my past stuff and my past life to speak my truth. You know, there are so many different people that can get us there, and we have to work at it. And part of it working, that I tell people, it's not work for me. Because by me being visible from working with you, Joey, I realize now it isn't just about making the money. It's about changing people's lives. And what I do in my business, and when I see my client smile and happy and carefree, then I've done my job. And if people don't know that I'm not there, if I'm not visible, then I can't help people. You know, and that's what this is all about. It's about being visible, not for our egos or ourselves, but because it's what we do to serve and help other people out there. And that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, exactly. You got to share your message and so that you can work with more people. Absolutely. It's a blessing.
It is absolutely a blessing. So, Joey, can you share with the people that are listening? You've got, I think you have at least one event that's coming up. I'd love to have you share that event.
Oh, yeah. We have Cheryl Calhoun and myself are throwing an event in Yosemite starting this Friday, actually. It's called Wine Women and Boots. You can find it on Facebook, the invitation on Facebook. It's an incredible event. We're spotlighting and featuring some really high-level women entrepreneurs out there who are going to be sharing, you know, their inner and outer game business strategies, tips, techniques, and tools. And it's located in Yosemite Park at this beautiful lodge. So it's going to be breathtaking at the same time. We really want our events to be super informative. There's a ton of value in the room. And here's the thing. We're very adamant about this. There's never any upselling allowed. Never. Never in these rooms. We want it to be a trusting room where women know they can walk in and no one's going to be selling to them. Instead, it's about creating deep personal business relationships. So, again, you know, you can find us on Facebook, Wine, Women, and Boots, and the invitation's there. And check it out. We'd love for you to join us.
Well, can you share quickly who some of the speakers are going to be that are there, because you've got some fabulous, fabulous women coming in to speak.
Yeah, so we have Kat Wilford. She's terrific. She's all about the inner game. She's one of the pioneering women in her field, absolutely. We have Patty Farmer. And Patty Farmer is an amazing business strategist, so generous with her techniques and tools. She's someone that has, you know, very much into networking as well. We have Denise Roslin, and Denise Roslin is also an amazing, amazing business strategist. And we have Gina Estrada, and she's a financial consultant. So you can see the powerhouse in the room here. But again, in our event, it's all about value, value first, always, and no upselling whatsoever is allowed. Instead, it's about creating deeper personal business relationships.
And that's, Joey, I love that you've been involved in these women events, all about not upselling, but about sharing the value and stuff, because it is about building relationships. It is about making the connections and learning that trust, because nobody wants to be pitched to. We're done with that. That, you know, men might like that, but as women, we're too savvy. We've been burned. We know what it's like. And I want people listening to know that that's not what you're about. And I love this movement that you and Cheryl Calhoun are working on together, Beyond It's Your Turn, even though, you know, we had that up here and you and Cheryl and some of the other wonderful, wonderful speakers came here to speak. You know, it is about supporting one another. And I am so appreciative that you took time out of your busy day, you know, to join me. And I love that you shared so many wonderful tips with the prancing kittens out there. So is there anything else before we wrap up that you would like to add? Mm-hmm. I want to make sure you were able to share everything.
I'm just really grateful, and it's a blessing to be on the show, Lisa, and I love how you're all about women empowerment too. And I mean, frankly, that's what happens when you're visible, is you start attracting other people of like mind, and then all these incredible opportunities and events and situations happen. And so I'm thankful, and you know, we say happy Monday to everyone, and you know, have a really great week. And I just encourage everyone out there to do one thing every day that makes them and their company brand visible, and they'll see a real difference.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Joy, for joining me today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will be back
I think we're going to skip next Monday. I'm going to be out of town, so we'll be back the following Monday. Thank you, Joy, for joining me. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.
Okay, you're fine.